Innovation has been one of the top phrases during this year's Summer Davos meeting in Tianjin. John Chen is the Chief Technology Officer of JD.com. He says innovation in companies should serve for the benefit of consumers and solve their problems.
创新一定要专注那你的业务的核心场景。
If a company wants to innovate, it should focus on creating application scenarios of its business. This kind of innovation has a long-term value as user experience can be promoted. The purpose to innovate is not to promote technology, but to perfect user experience, lower costs, and increase efficiency.
According to the 2018 Forbes list of the world's top 100 most innovative companies, the United States topped the chart with 51 companies, while China and Japan both ranked the second with 7 companies each. China's Tencent was ranked 25th, and the travel services site Ctrip.com at 28th.Omar Abbas, Chief Strategy Officer of Accenture, says companies should be comfortable with risks when taking new steps and learn to absorb experiences of other companies within the ecosystem.
For big companies to innovate, they need to develop a culture of experimentation. How do we do experiments in the company to test real ideas with real customers, but without risking the whole company? And secondly, they need to figure out just to reach outOutside the company, into the ecosystem of small companies, and learn how to use their innovation and bring it into the company. So I would say successful Western companies have a good risk tolerance, but it's always they still have to deliver their financial results. So that's the rules of business haven't changed.
Public and business figures are also calling for an inclusive and a tolerant environment for companies to make innovations.Gong Ke, executive president of Nankai University, says seeking instant benefits can never produce true innovations.
所以我觉得这个其实创新是在一个相对宽松的这样气氛下产生的。
I think only a flexible environment can produce innovative results if the government or companies have no patience and only seek quick success and instant benefits.It only hinders the development in innovation. To cultivate innovative talents, we must create an open and inclusive environment.
Betsy Ziegler is the CEO of 1871. Based in Chicago, her company is designed to support technology startups in the city by offering classes, lectures, seminars, and other programs.Betsy says talent is key in the global trend of innovation, and how to cultivate innovative talents will be a huge task that awaits global governors.
So what we have to invest in is a lot of the interpersonal skills that surround the technology. So how do you communicate? How do you do critical problem solving? How do you empathize with other people? How do you influence? How do you collaborate? How do you think about the robot as the team member versus the competitor to you? So how do we...think about how jobs are going to shift, how skills are going to go away, and how roles are going to have to be put back together and change, and what is the education required to do that. There is nobody that has figured that out yet. There are a lot of people talking about it, but we're not there yet.
For CRI, I'm Li Yi.